Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Bring us to a zany and fun beginnings is Nicole O'Reilly, who is, well, you're a designer, aren't you?
Rug enthusiast also.
Is tufting, is that the technical term for making rugs?
Tufting is the technical term for, like, it's just a weaving practice to make rugs and carpets. Yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. You're an Irish designer and you're wearing, that's something you made yourself, I'd say.
No, this is Hope McCauley. She's also an Irish designer though.
I'm going to look here at some of the things you do. You've given me a rug already, which is, what is it, a pink dragon?
Oh, I don't know what it is. It's a pink dragon. That's the first rug I ever made. So it's not the best.
How long ago was that?
About 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years.
Oh, that's very recently. And the other one, which is spectacular,
that's,
I could tell
one of my more
straight
ones,
away
yeah.
who that is.
Yeah.
Is this, that's a commission from...
No, I made that one myself. That's Dermot Kennedy. Yeah. He's my favourite artist, so I had to make one.
But that's the thing you put online and then it blows up and that's how you're a TikTok rug sensation. Words I never thought would ever be put together.
Neither did I.
How do you start designing rugs? What were you doing with your...
I was actually just scrolling on TikTok one day and I seen a video of someone making it. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, that was it. I was hooked, pun intended. I needed to do it. And then, I already had the yarn because I'm a knitter, so I already had the yarn. So in my head, I was like, you just need the machine and then you can start doing it. And I did. And then I don't even think I'd made a rug yet. I just put a picture that I bought the machine and my cousin was like, can you make a rug of my cat? And I said, no problem. I can do that.
The machine you're talking about, it's a handheld thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a drill. It's called a tufting gun. It's like an AK Duo tufting gun.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So just in case you think people think you're just feeding in wool into a machine, out pops a printed...
I know, people have said that to me before. I think some people thought that
hand.
I bought like a giant white rug and painted it or something. But no, I put every piece of yarn in by hand, yeah.
It's extraordinary. Like we'll show this on Instagram later on. I'll put it on my Instagram. But the detail and the artwork is just unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. There's a lot of yarn in it.
There's a lot of yarn. And so you started out doing this. What got the biggest reaction? Was it the...
I did one of Kendrick Lamar for the Irish photographer Christian Tierney, and people loved that one. That was my first person portrait because I've done lots of pet portraits. And in my head, I was like, if you can do pets, you can do people. But it's a little bit different. People aren't furry like pets, so they don't really translate well in rugs.
The first few kind of commissions are from... people with pets.
Yeah, oh, definitely. People love their pets.
And then it turns to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine pets are kind of a lot easier than people you need to recognise straight away.
I think they'll be easier for like the general public. But if you're making one of someone's pet who they know and they love very well, they'll notice if there's anything slightly off or even if there's a whisker in the wrong place. So
they know their pets very well.
Yeah, they know them very well.
But surely the facial features would be the hardest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially just getting like certain skin tones and trying to make things look 3D. It's very hard.
It's just an incredible level of shade and everything.
Thank you.
Dermot Kennedy's
took a long time.
Like, it's like a beautiful watercolour,
yeah,
but with wool.
Well, it's like painting with wool, actually, yeah.
Are your hands very sore from tufting?
Yeah, my arms, I think I have one strong arm. I know, because the machine is actually really heavy. You wouldn't think so, but it is quite heavy. So
It looks it. I've seen those videos. You did design in college.
Yeah, I studied fashion design in NCAD, so a bit of a pivot.
Brilliant place.
Yeah.
And what were you good at there?
Well, I loved doing everything. That's my issue, is I want to do everything, hence the rugs now. But I did knitwear, so I specialised in knitwear.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And what kind of things? Was it clothes, obviously?
It was more conceptual design, so it's a bit strange.
Oh, I see. Well, that's what the NCAD is for, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Do you have this creative thing? So what are you kind of making 3D wool? What's the term? Please help me out here.
3D which? The rugs?
Yeah, when it's conceptual art.
Oh, it's just like a concept. So like, say like one was actually also inspired by Dermot Kennedy's music, so now it looks a bit crazy. But
she's obsessed.
No, I'm not, I swear. But no, it started with like, yeah, just like concepts and designs, and then you just go from there.
It's a great interest to have.
Yeah, it's good fun, actually.
Because you are concentrating a lot more than your generation, can I say that?
Well, no, I'm doing about 5 things at the same time. So I'm making the rugs, but I also have music and a podcast on. Plus, I'm also probably watching something in the background.
But
so,
you're concentrating with your hands. You're doing something in the moment.
True.
You're not... You have to do content as well, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part.
Is that completely crucial? Otherwise, you're just doing it in the void.
All my commissions have been through content. Like, even my family members of rugs have messaged me via Instagram. Like, they don't even ask me in person.
That's port of call.
Yeah, so it's all through TikTok and Instagram. TikTok mainly. And people are so nice online. I think people are always scared to go on and show their work, especially when it's like personal or like you've made it yourself. But everyone is so kind. And yeah, as soon as I started posting, I was just like, why have I put this off? I needed to do it earlier.
Where's home for you?
Home is in Rathgar.
That's where you grew up?
No, that's where I'm living now.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah. Where? That's what I meant.
Well, Dublin, yeah. Goatstown.
Oh, Goatstown.
Yeah.
Not a million miles from there. And no. Who's at home?
My mum and my dad, I think. And my brother.
And when I meant growing up, did you have siblings as well? Was it kind of an arty house that had lots of design? No?
Not at all. I don't know where they got me from. Like, my brother's really into sports. And no, I don't even think they could draw stick figures. No offence to them if they're listening. But, like, I don't know where I got it from.
There must be a grandparent or someone.
There must be, but none that I know. Maybe, like, a really far back generation.
Come forward.
Yeah. Time to speak now.
And had you plans growing up of what you were going to do? It was always design in your head?
It was always, yeah. Well, in fairness, I think I always thought fashion design. But, like, I never actually really thought that I would do it. And then I end up doing it. And then I was like, oh, completed it. Now what? So then I just started doing other stuff. Like, I'd started working in the fashion industry, in, like, sustainable fashion industry. And it's a completely different environment. And then it's also, there's a lot more freedom when you're doing your own work for yourself. And it was accidental that I started making rugs full time.
All right. So that kind of work you're doing in sustainable fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What would you be doing?
I was doing like upcycles and like reselling vintage clothes and stuff like that. Yeah.
So redoing, getting some vintage piece and turning it into something else or just
exactly. Or like an old bed sheet and making it into an outfit or something like that. Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you make out of a bed sheet?
We made, what is it? Me and my friend Laura Egan, we made, obviously it was a big ball gown. It was like a yellow ball gown. And then we also made loads of other stuff. You know, literally hundreds of things we made out of old. We made an outfit out of an old wetsuit as well at one point.
Out of a wetsuit.
Yeah. Very practical, very warm.
Could you sell them?
Yeah, we sold those ones, yeah.
There's a big market online for all of that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How much did you sell the bed sheet for, can you remember?
Oh, I actually have no idea. That was a few years ago.
Half a night out.
Yeah.
That's probably how you see it. So tufting has kind of changed you. Like, it's changed your life.
Oh,
really,
completely,
hasn't it?
Completely. Like, I wasn't even that into rugs, to be honest, at the start. But now I am. But no, completely changed my life. I do it full time. I work for myself. I work at home and I make them. And they're so fun to make. And I say to people all the time, like, just give it a go. Like, if anyone wants to make rugs, like, DM me on Instagram or TikTok. I'm so excited for people to learn how to do it. And
it's
so much fun.
It's easy for you and you need to have the eye.
I think once you get the technical skills down.
There's an innate talent. These are complicated rugs. I'd
you
hate to see.
I
could absolutely
I'll
not do
you,
that.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Do the tufting. But it is your career.
Yeah.
Great. And the scene for Irish designers is superb at the moment.
Oh, and they're like, yeah, once again, they're so nice and everyone's so welcoming and everyone's so encouraging. And there's just so much Irish talent out there. It's actually like crazy, especially for such a small country.
What is the fashion scene like at the moment?
It's sustainable based, 100%.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, most of the designers that I would look up to or like aspire to be, like, sustainability is just at their core, which like it should be. But it's so nice to see. And it's now it's not even like a label that they smack onto their work. It's like something that's in the core of what they do.
And the customers are demanding it.
Yeah. Well, they love to see it as well. Yeah.
And they want to see Irish stuff.
Yeah, definitely Irish stuff. No, people love Irish design, as they should. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Now, what do you use? Because I'd imagine Irish wool is very expensive.
It is, but I do use it.
You do use it?
Yeah, I use New Zealand wool. I use iron wool. And then for like certain colours that you can't get in those, like if I need like a really bright neon, I'll use like some acrylics. But half the time I already had the yarn. Like I'd sometimes buy them on Done Deal. I'd get on adverts. People give me their yarn. Like, yeah, but mainly go to like get iron wools or New Zealand wools mainly.
It's because is that because the Irish stuff is just a bit more expensive?
It's just really good quality. It's like naturally antibacterial. Water resistant, dirt resistant, just by accident. So it's perfect for a rug.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, exactly. Heavy as well.
Who's buying rugs from you?
Everyone. People for their pets, mainly.
I'd imagine it's women mainly, though, is it? Of Gen
no,
Z?
No, actually. It's a mix of all genders, all, like, everything. Like, literally everyone wants them. And I'm kind of not shocked. I shouldn't say I'm shocked that they want them. But, no, people love their pets. And they really like rugs. And I think it's just such a way to put, like, a personal touch. Especially if you're, like, renting or somewhere.
Yeah. They seem like kind of rugs that are good enough to sort of hang on your wall.
I know, but
they
make them to put on the floor. And no one puts them on their floor.
That's always, what's happened
to I know, because I make them, like, some people ask me specifically to make them as wall hangings. Or other people like, no, I'm going to put on the floor. I'll put on the floor. And then they'll send me a photo and it's on the wall.
Where are the customers?
All over the world. So
all over the world?
All over the world. So the one that I'm making, one of the ones I'm making at the moment it's of six cats and it's going to Tokyo and it has a seat on a plane. And I told you, people love their pets and they've gone to New York.
The rug has a seat?
Yeah, the rug has a seat.
Okay.
Just in case it gets lost.
Six cats.
Six are cats. Are they, I know, they're living cats. My dream.
They've all had through their lives, or
they're all alive.
They had them at once.
At this time, touch wood.
Japan is a wonderful place.
Very cool.
Loads of Christmas orders.
Yeah, loads of Christmas orders.
Again, it's pets.
Mainly pets. I do everything you really else. Are I promise.
I do Kendrick Lamar.
I know, it would make Dermot Kennedy to prove that I can do other things.
No one's getting Dermot Kennedy off.
Well, no, unless he wants it, but I don't think he would.
You're in business, so can I ask how much you charge for a rug?
Yeah,
for pets?
So it completely depends on the design, but usually, like on average, my pet portraits start at 240 and they're about 80 centimetres.
Oh, right. Okay. That's not that's not rip off at all.
I try to keep it affordable, but prices are expensive.
Yeah. Well, you're putting a lot of hours into the rug.
Yeah. They take about 2 weeks to make.
Like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
How often would you be working?
I do about 10 hours a day, I'd say.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't feel like work, so.
But how do you kind of draw, you know, you've got the tufting gun.
Yeah.
How are you getting, you know, the precise drawing correct?
So I draw everything by hand. So that's actually the longest part of the process. So I'll draw it all through Procreate. Mm-hmm. It's an app. So I draw it all by hand on that, and then so that takes a long time. And then I'll like send that drawing design back and forth with the customer, and like if they want any changes or alterations. And then I project that onto a rug canvas. So it's just like, it's like a canvas material. It's just on a giant wooden frame that I built myself, so it's not the sturdiest. And then I project onto that, and it's kind of like paint by numbers. Well, that's how I do it. People do it completely different ways, but just the way I do it.
It's brilliant. They send you a photograph, do they?
Yeah, they'll send me a photo.
They get in touch via Instagram or TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok, email. Whichever way.
They're doing, and they say, here's a picture of my animal, do it. I presume you have rules around things you won't produce on rugs. Political things and so on.
I haven't been asked yet, so.
stick to dogs
encourage
and cats.
Them.
Apparently rabbits as well.
Rabbits, guinea pigs, horses, like every. I told you, sorry, no one's asked anything for their children, so.
We need to get farmers in on this as well.
I think they might be, I'm not sure.
The cows, the last cow. And so it's an image. Do you have specifics on the product? You just recreate whatever image they send, do they?
No, I draw it all by hand. So it's all like I just use that as a reference.
As in the photograph, sorry. I meant like.
Oh, the photo. Yeah, I'll use that as a reference.
Needs to be a good photograph, doesn't it?
Well, it can only be as good as the reference.
Probably
get
some dodgy ones. Yeah. You get some bad.
Yeah, sometimes.
And you just go.
I won't say.
Have you got better photographs? And then you do 2 weeks of work on it.
Yeah, but I don't just do one at a time. I do a few at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you think, how far are you going to bring this? Are you going to do a little mini industry?
I don't know. I didn't even mean to do this. Like, I saw a video and now I'm on your show. So I'm kind of confused. But whatever people want me to do, I definitely want to merge fashion in it at some point because obviously that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I should probably go back.
This feels like fashion.
It is a little bit like fashion, but you can't really wear it yet. So I'll figure out how to do that, and that'll be probably the next thing.
People can find you on Nicole O'Reilly Design.
Yeah.
Just search
on Instagram or TikTok. Yeah.
I'm still here with Nicole O'Reilly, who's the Irish designer doing the rugs. We're chatting about rugs. We're having a nice warm conversation, actually. There's a nice message from Dawn. Nicole, she says, sure, who wouldn't buy off that lady? God, her enthusiasm and fun personality is a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thanks, Dawn.
You're a natural salesperson.
Oh, thanks so much. That's so kind.
That's the lovely thing. So yeah, get your Christmas things in. You can do it Instagram, TikTok. Did you say there was an email? Is that thing you would say publicly?
I think it's linked on my... Yeah, it's Nicole O'Reilly 3, but it's linked on the Instagram.
Social media is just the easiest place to get all that stuff.